Okay, so yesterday we left off trying to figure out how Rashi and Tosos each are going to read the Kasha of Rava and how they're going to read the Kasha on Rava, right? We have three different shitos in the Gemara, just to quickly summarize, three different shitos in the Gemara. When a guy comes to Beis Din, a shliach comes to Beis Din and says, "Bifanei nechtav kulo, bifanei nechtam, chatzil," I saw the entire thing being written. I only saw one of the guys actually signing it. And about the second signature, we have three different cases, three different shitos in Amorayim of how to confirm the second signature where it's still going to be a problem. Where Rav Chisda says, even if the second signature is confirmed by two valid edim confirming that that second signature is legitimate, that's still going to be possible. Rava says, that's crazy. The Ruvain himself, the Shliach himself could come into Beis Din and say that I saw that signature b'fanei nechtam, and that would be good enough. So by upgrading from one guy to two guys to two edim, that's going to make it worse. That should make it better. It shouldn't make it worse. So that was number one. That was Rav Chisda, Rava's kasha. Rav Chisda. Rava says no. The case is where the second signature is verified by the shliach himself plus another guy, plus an outsider. The two of them together verify the second signature. Asks Rav Ashi, why wouldn't that work? Why would that be a problem? If the shliach himself were to verify the whole thing, it would be fine. So you add a little support, you have someone else telling him, yeah, you're right, I agree with you, and that's going to ruin everything? Why would that ruin everything? So Rav Ashi says, no, the case is where the shliach himself says, I am the second aid. So it's all on the shliach's shoulders. So we pointed out yesterday that even though Rav Chisda and Rav Ashi, Shita number one and Shita number three, use the same language, they both say this phrase, O kulo b'kiyum haget, O kulo b'takanas chachamim, that the reason that you can't mix the certification of the get with two different modes of certification, one with b'fanei nechtam and one with having Edom testify about it, is because you have to choose. You have to have one mode of certification, one way to certify the get. Either do it with regular kiyum or do it with takanas chachamim. You can't have both together. That was, they both used that phrase, that you can't have both together. But we pointed out that they clearly mean different things when they say those same words. Tosos explains what Rav Chisda means, the Ran explains what Rav Ashi means when he says those words. Tosos explains that Rav Chisda means that the ne'emanus of the shliach doesn't exist as soon as there's another party involved. As soon as the shliach knows that he's not being solely relied upon to verify the kashrus of this get, as soon as he comes to that realization, he's no longer going to be believed. Because his whole ne'amanus is predicated on the fact that he feels the pressure of having the entire get ride on his shoulders, ride on his words. And as soon as you bring somebody else into the picture, he loses his ne'amanus entirely. That only works for Rav Chisda. Because in Rav Ashi's case, he actually does have it entirely riding on his shoulders. In Rav Ashi's case, he testified b'fanei nechtam about the first signature, and he's the one that testified, I am the second signature. So it all was on him. So Tosa's explanation clearly doesn't work for Rav Ashi, and we pointed out, so for Rav Ashi, you have to use the Ran's explanation. That since when he says, I am the second signature, he's not really testifying about a signature, he's testifying about the content of the get. And when he says b'fanei nechtam, he's testifying about a signature. That's why the two don't mix. They're two different testimonies. One is about a signature, one is about the content of the get, so that can't combine to be mekayim the get. So that's what we pointed out yesterday. And then we started getting into the kal v'chomer of Rava. Rava attacks Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, what are you talking about? How could you say that if Reuven alone would come to Beis and say b'fanei nechtam, that would be fine? Now you have two edim instead of Reuven on the second signature. You have two edim say that the second signature is valid. It's not going to be fine. So he pointed out that Rava's kasha only makes sense if the words that would be fine for Reuven to say are the same words that the two edim say that we're not going to believe. Meaning Rava's kasha of, if one aid would say it, it would be good, two aidim say it, it's not going to be good, that only works if the it that the one aid is saying is the same it that the two aidim are saying. If the one aid is believed to say something really good and really strong, so it's not necessarily going to be a raya that two aidim are going to be believed to say something that's very weak. The only raya, the only way Rava has a real kasha, is if one aid is believed to say something, that, then for sure two aidim should be believed to say that very same thing. Because if you keep all the other factors as a constant, and you just change the number of people, so two is definitely better than one in Jewish law, right? Two eidim is always the highest level of proof. So we pointed out that which is a stronger statement to say, I know, I recognize this signature, this is a valid signature, or to say, I saw the guy sign it with my own eyes. I was there when he signed it. Which is a stronger statement of verification of the facts of the shtar, verification of the signature on the shtar? What's the stronger statement? What? I was there when he signed it. I saw it. I know, I recognize. Doesn't do it. It may be enough to be Mekayim Mishtar normally, but why is that not as strong? Because that's a judgment call. Yeah, it looks like his signature. I've seen his signature. And if I'm wrong, okay, I thought it looked like his signature. I guess it was forged really well. But if I say I was there when he signed it, so that's a statement of fact. And if you catch me, and if I wasn't there when he signed it, I can't say, oh, sorry, judgment call, mistake. No, that's not a mistake. That's a lie. If you were there when he signed it, you saw him sign it. So that's a significant statement. If the one aid, the shliach, this great chiddush that we have, that one guy can come to Beis Din and say b'fanei nechtam, and be believed. If that only works when he says those words b'fanei, well then Rava's kal v'chomer doesn't make any sense. Rava's kasha doesn't make any sense. What's Rava's kasha? If you're going to believe one aid to say b'fanei nechtam, then for sure you should believe two aidim to say yadanu, to say yeah, we recognize makira manachem, we recognize that signature. Why is that a kal v'chomer? Maybe I believe one aid to say b'fanei because he's saying something much more significant than I recognize. He's saying, I saw it. It was b'fanei. But I'm not going to believe two aidim to say yadanu because they're saying something much less significant. It's not just two versus one. It's one guy saying something really good versus two guys saying something really weak. That's why you believe the one guy more than the two guys. So Rav's kasha is not a kasha. Right? Rav's whole kal v'chomer is if you believe the one, of course you're going to believe the two. But that's only if what they're saying is the same thing. So how much sense Rava's kal v'chomer makes hinges on whether the shliach, when he comes to Beis Din, can say yadati. Does he have to say b'fanei? Does he need to say something strong in order to be believed? Or can he even say yadati? So Rashi, we saw yesterday, in the very bottom of Tezvav Amar Aleph, Rashi says, mi kamidi di lo amar chad kasher, im haya omar ha-shliach ani makiram kasher, v'afilu amar b'fanei nechtam, doch yamrin perakam, doch yamrin yodea ninami mehemin, b'shmaita kamaisa. Rashi says, you want to know, does Yadati work when the Shliach comes to Beis Din? Can he say Yadati? Rashi says, of course he can. Why of course? It's a Beferish Gemara Daf Gimel Min Aleph. So of course he can. It's clear in the Gemara. Now I'll tell you, before we go any further, Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says one guy cannot say Yadati. So the obvious kasha is, wait, if Rashi's telling us it's a Beferish Gemara, and Tosfos disagrees, then Tosfos better have a different way to explain that Gemara. Right, there's got to be some other explanation in the Gemara. Did you get a chance to take a look? Taf Gimel Min Aleph.
In the Gemara, it says Yadina, but Rashi is to change it.
Good, to Yodea Ani. But the problem with changing a Girsa is that sometimes you change a word, it changes the whole meaning also. Meaning not just, okay, that fixes our issue, but that may have broader ramifications on whether that Gemara makes any sense now. I mean, the Gemara may not make any sense with the Girsa that we have, with the Girsa that Tosfos has. It may only make sense with Rashi's Girsa. What?
Because of the question that we just had.
Yeah, so let's see. Let's take a quick look. Let's just flesh it out for a second. What does the Gemara say over there? The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph asks, we had this machlokas, Rabba and Rava, why is it that the shliach is believed to say b'fanei nechtam, it needs to say b'fanei nechtam, is it because we're worried about a lishma problem, that's Rabba's concern, or is it that ain't aid between the kaimel that's Rava's concern? So the Gemara had asked, "V'Rabba my time alo amar karava." Why did Rabba not want to say like Rava? Why not just say that it's about mitzvah the kaimel? So Rabba says, "I can't say like Rava because then what are you saying b'fanei nechtav? If it's all about kiyum, kiyum is always done on signatures. Why are you saying b'fanei nechtav?" So Rava says, "No, I'm saying b'fanei nechtav because it's not because." If you don't say b'fanei nechtav, it sounds too much like regular kiyum shtaros. People are going to confuse this for regular Kiyum Shtavos. Says Rabba back, no one in their right mind would ever confuse this for regular Kiyum Shtavos. Why not? So Rabba says, because regular Kiyum Shtavos, you say, Yadati. You say, I know. Over here, you're saying, Befanai. So Rava, whose Shita we're interested in, shoots right back to Rabba and he says, Who says that there's such an obvious difference between regular Kiyum Shtaros and this, that regular Kiyum Shtaros, you say Yadati, and over here you say Befanai? Rava says, V'Rava Amar Lach, five lines from the bottom, Atu Hacha Ki Amri Yadinan Mi Lamehemni. You think Yadinan doesn't work over here? Do you think it doesn't work by a get? Says Rashi, what does that mean? How does Rashi read this Gemara? The reason why people might confuse this with other Kiyum Shtaros, the reason that Rava's worried that people will confuse this with other Kiyum Shtaros, is that the Shliach that comes to Beis Din doesn't have to use magic words, Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. He can use the very normal Kiyum Shtaros type words like Yadati. That would be good enough. And therefore, it's easily confused for regular Kiyum Shtaros. Because he could use those same words, those same regular Kiyum Shtaros type of words. That's how Rashi reads it. Tosfos, we saw yesterday on Gimel and Aleph, says that's not true. That Yadati does not work for the Shliach. The Shliach cannot use words like Yadati. If he could, the Gemara should have said it somewhere other than here. Tosfos says this is not what this Gemara is saying. This Gemara is saying something else. Every time we have a Shliach coming to Beis Din, we always talk about him saying Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav Kulo, Befanei Nechtav Chetzio, Befanei Nechtav Chetzio, Befanei Nechtav Kulo. It's always those four words, Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav. But if those words are just an example, and really you could say Yadati, you could say any words that mean I verify these signatures, then why does the Gemara never use any other terminology other than Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav? So it leads you to believe that these words must be said, and the Yadati is not good enough, says Tosos. How does he read this line in the Gemara? Atu acha ki amri yadinan mila mehemni. Tosos says, no, that means something else entirely. You know why Rava says you might confuse this with Kiyum Shtaros the Alma? Not because when the one guy comes, when the Shliach comes, he can use the word Yadati, and you might think that's what Kiyum Shtaros is. No. It's if you're knowledgeable of the halacha, you know that when there's a get, there are a couple of ways to be Mekayim a get. One way to be Mekayim a get is have the Shliach himself say, Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. Another way to be Mekayim a get is the way you're Mekayim every Shtar. How are you Mekayim every Shtar? How are you Mekayim Shtaros in general? Two Edim come and verify the signatures are legitimate. You know that that works for a get. Now, given that knowledge, given that background, that you know that by a get, two people coming and saying, we verify these signatures, that that's a good way to be Mekayim again. And you know that that's a good way to be Mekayim other Shtaros. And then you show up to Beis Din one day, and one guy waltzes in with a get, and he says, Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav. And Beis Din says, Mekuyam, great, fantastic. So what's the logical jump you're going to make in your mind? If I know for a fact that the same way we're Mekayim other Shtaros, we're Mekayim Aget, the same way we're Mekayim other Shtaros with two Edim, that works for a Get also, so why would I ever think that a Get is any different than any other Shtar? I would just normally assume whatever works for another Shtar works for a Get, and whatever works for a Get works for another Shtar. And then you're going to see one guy walk into Beis Din and say, Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam on a Get. So what's the logical assumption you're going to make? That Befanei Nechtam works for other Shtaros also. That's why we need the Befanei Nechtav. The Befanei Nechtav makes it sufficiently different that you realize, no, there's no reason that you should need Befanei Nechtav by other Shtaros. Befanei Nechtav, that I get. It's all about Kiyum. So I would think that if it works by again, it works by other Shtaros. But once you add those two words, Befanei Nechtav, no one in his right mind would say, oh yeah, that's probably something that applies for Gittin and for other Shtaros also. No, Befanei Nechtav, there's no din of Ksiva of other Shtaros. It's all about the Chasima. So it's only by Get, you need Ksiva Lashma, so there's din of Ksiva. So you'll realize from the words Befanei Nechtav, there's purely a din in the Ksiva. It has absolutely nothing to do with the Chasima. So Tosfos says that's how to read that Gemara. So in general, when Rishonim say, it's a Beferish Gemara that I'm right, it's never a Beferish Gemara that they're right, otherwise no other Rishon would argue. Right? There's always multiple ways to read the Gemara. So Rashi says, of course, it's Beferish, Tav Gimel and Aleph, the Yodea, and he works. Now, again, Rashi has that girsa over here and over there, that Atu HaChakiyamar Yodea Ani, right, as opposed to Yadinan, and that's what leads him to a different pshat, but it's not a Beferish Gemara. Now, if you accept Rashi, that an Eidach is believed to say, the Shaliach is believed to say Yadati, then it's great. If the Shaliach is believed to say Yadati, so Rava has a very good kasha. A Shaliach can say Yadati, so why can't two Eidim say Yadati? Right, that works very well. It's a very good Kal V'chomer. The place you run into trouble, according to Rashi, is a little bit later on in the Gemara, when Rava himself begins to speak up. And Rava says, you know what? Rav Chista, you're wrong. If you have two Eidim verify the second signature on the get, that would be fine. You know when you have a problem? When it's not two random Eidim off the street that verify the second signature. You only have a problem when it's what? When it's the Shaliach plus another Eid off the street that verify the second signature. And you know why it's a problem? Because the Shaliach verified the first signature. The Shaliach verified half of the second signature together with another guy off the street. So it turns out that the Shliach is verifying how much? 75% of the get. 75% of the signatures on the get. There are two signatures. How do you get 75%? Because the entire first one and half of the second one, right? 75% of the signatures on the get is all being verified by one Shliach. And that's dangerous because then people are going to think you could do that by other shtaros also. Now by a get, you can do it. By a get, the Shliach can verify 100% of the signatures. That's the rule by a get, and one guy can come and say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So by a get, that's fine. But people might confuse that with other shtaros, and people will think that it's okay by other shtaros to have a shliach verify 75% of it. Why aren't we worried in general? Whenever you say b'fanei nechtam, shouldn't we be worried that people are going to think that a shliach can verify 100% of it? That by other shtaros one person can verify 100% of it. No, you realize then if it's only one person, you know that that's not kiyum shtaros. You know that's a special din by get when it's only one person. But if there's a second person involved, so that's the same thing you need for regular kiyum shtaros, two people, and yet they're not dividing the labor equally. So that's where people are going to get confused. So asks Rav Ashi and Rava. Doesn't make sense. If Reuven alone could have said the whole thing, having an extra bit of support shouldn't be able to hurt him. Now says Tosos, and Tosos makes this point on Gimel Amud Aleph as well as over here in Tezvav Amud Aleph. Let's take a look at Tezvav Amud Aleph first. Says Tosos, Masha Pirush Bekuntrus, De L'Rava Chad Ki Amar Yadati Kasher, Tema. That which Rashi says, that one guy saying Yadati is good enough, Tema, it's very strange. Ma Ola Al Daito Shal Rava Lifsal, kosher. So what's he saying? What could Rav have possibly been thinking to say that the get should be possible when the shliach comes, Reuven comes into Beis and says b'fanei nechtam kulo, b'fanei nechtam chetzio, and yadati on the second signature, and then you have another person agreeing yadati on the second signature? Why are we not worried about asi luchlufi b'kim shtaros in general? Tosa says, what is it? A guy walks into Beis Din, one guy walks into Beis Din, and he says, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Why isn't Rava jumping up and down and saying, or Ravashi jumping up and down, anyone jumping up and down and saying, wait a second, people are going to think that you could be mekayem shtar with one person, that's terrible. So Rava answered that question of Gimel Amud. Why are we not worried about that? Because he's not just saying b'fanei nechtam. What's he saying? B'fanei nechtam. B'fanei nechtam solves that problem. The whole problem of asi luchlufi b'kim shtaros is solved with the words b'fanei nechtam. As soon as you say those words, problem solved. You don't have to worry about asi luchlufi b'kim shtaros. That was Rava's shita. That's why we make him say b'fanei nechtam in the first place. So if Reuven were to come into Beis Din and say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, I'm not worried that you're going to come to the Chlufi B'kim Shtaros, right? If Reuven were to come into Beis Din and say, b'fanei nechtav, and yadati on the chasimos, yadati, according to Rashi, is that okay? According to Rashi, absolutely, that's fine. Good? Why is it fine? Why aren't you worried? He said yadati. You might confuse that with Kim Shtaros. Why aren't you worried? Because he said b'fanei nechtav, and that solves everything. So now what's going to happen? Reuven comes into Beis Din and he says b'fanei nechtav, yadati on both the second signatures, and Levi pops up and says, yeah, I also yadati on the second signature. And now we're going to say, oh no, people are going to think it looks like Kim Shtaros. We already have the medicine for that. What's the medicine for that? B'fani Dechtav. Meaning, according to you, Rashi, that Yodati is good enough, what's Rava talking about? Why is he worried that people are going to confuse this with Kim Shtaros? Now wait, why is it only Kashan Rashi? According to Tosfos, the Yodati is not good enough. Why are people going to confuse it with Kim Shtaros? According to Tosfos, when you say Yodati, it's not good enough. So the reason Tosfos would read it is that B'fanei Nechtav doesn't automatically solve any Asi L'chluvei problems. B'fanei Nechtav only solves the problem that B'fanei Nechtam now no longer looks like Kim Shtaros. If you're worried that B'fanei Nechtam resembles Kim Shtaros too much, B'fanei Nechtav will solve that. But if you use words that are much more Kim Shtaros like Yodati, B'fanei Nechtav doesn't solve that. B'fanei Nechtav just, modifies B'fanei Nechtam a little to make it a little less Kim Shtaros like. But if you have a word that really sounds like Kim Shtaros, like Yodati, well, B'fanei Nechtav is not going to solve that. So you understand what Rav is saying. Rav is saying, look, if Reuven were to come into Beis Din and say B'fanei Nechtam, that's great. If Reuven were to come into Beis Din and say B'fanei Nechtam and Yodati, that is no good. Even though he said B'fanei Nechtam. If he says Yodati, that's no good. So it's logical when Reuven comes into Beis Din and he says B'fanei Nechtam and Yodati, and Levi says, yeah, me too, Yodati, that Rav is going to be concerned it's Asi L'chluvei B'kim Shtaros. For Tosfos, that's fine. For Rashi, it's not fine. Because Rashi says that even when you say Yadati, just B'fanei Nechtav solves it. You don't have to worry about anything when you say Yadati.
So why is it fine for Tosfos that Rav would say Yadati in the second half?
According to Tosfos, because Tosfos Yadati doesn't work for a Shliach. A Shliach can't say Yadati. He's never going to be believed to say Yadati.
According to Rav, the Shliach is saying Yadati.
A shliach alone can never say Yadati, right? That's the rule. Shliach alone, when he's working alone, can only say B'fanei Nechtav, according to Tosfos. So all we know that B'fanei Nechtav is able to do is that it's able to modify B'fanei Nechtav. We don't know that it's able to solve all the world's Kiyum Shtaros problems, Asi L'chluvei B'Kiyum Shtaros problems. If you have something else that really makes it look like a Kiyum Shtaros, I don't know that B'fanei Nechtav is going to solve that. So if like you have the word Yadati that makes it look like Kim Shtaros, B'fanei Nechtav may not solve that.
In Rava's case, before adding that extra random moving in the crowd.
Levi.
And the extra Levi in the crowd.
So what's he saying?
Isn't he saying, you're saying B'fanei Nechtav?
According to Tosos, that's what he has to be saying.
Because
according to Tosos, he can't say Yadati. Yadati wouldn't work. According to Rashi, he could be saying Yadati. So that's why I said, according to Rashi, Tosa says, where the guy comes into base and says, B'fanei Nechtav, and Yadati about the second aid. According to Rashi. And he says, B'fanei Nechtav, the first aid, and Yadati about the second aid. According to Rashi, that's fine, he'd be believed. Now you have Levi pop up and say, yeah, I also know Yadati about the second aid. That's going to ruin it? What was Rava thinking? How did Rava not realize that? That doesn't make any sense. B'fanei Nechtav solved the problem of Asi L'chluvei B'Kiyum Shtaros. B'fanei Nechtav took care of any problem of Asi L'chluvei B'Kiyum Shtaros. So says Tosfos, that's why I'm right and Rashi's wrong. L'kach nira k'dipi Rashti. L'el, di'odati b'chad lo mahani. Yodati doesn't work. Afal gav d'meir al-aksiva. Even though you're being made on the writing. Vahashta asi shapir. Now we understand very well. Debay Rava lifsal behuva achar miidin shemakiru chasimus hasheni mishamuchlufei. Rava wants to passel when two guys are meyed that they recognize Yadati, the second signature, because that already looks like Kim Shtaros. Kimosha passel kli leko chad bade. Just like it's passel when Reuven says Yadati, it's going to be passel when Reuven and Levi say Yadati. Ravashi Parich, Miika Midi di Lumasik Iu Lukule Diburava Omer Gam Bafana Nechtam Kosher, Vihika Akarbade, Umidin Shmakir Nachsima Nami Eliposlo, Dilogara Osa Edus Mishima Yomer Baatsmo, Bafana Nechtam. And Ravashi's kasha is simply that if Bafana Nechtam works, then two Edim saying Yadati should work. Two Edim saying Yodati should be at least as strong as Bifani Nechtam. That's Ravashi's kasha on Rava. But you can see why Rava would disagree. Rava would say, no, Bifani Nechtam is a much stronger statement. Ravashi's kasha is, nah, two Edim saying Yadati should be every bit as strong as Bifani Nechtam, as one guy saying Bifani Nechtam. Why? Why should two Edim saying Yadati be every bit as strong as one guy saying Bifani Nechtam? How are you Mekayim Shtaros in general? Two Edim saying Yadati. Let's say a regular Shtar Mammon, someone says Bifani Nechtam. Does that work? One guy says Bifani Nechtam. No, it doesn't work. So, you see, two Edim saying Yadati should be every bit as strong as one guy saying Bifani Nechtam. By other Shtaros, we say that. Right? Two Edim saying Yadati works, one guy saying Bifani Nechtam doesn't. So that's how it should be. It should be just as strong.
Right. So,
Baruch
Chisa wouldn't hold by that because he says, "Oh, Kiyum Shtaros
or the Chazan." Because that would
be combining
them. Right. What would be combining them?
Saying that two Yadatis for the second one and having one Chassim for the first one.
Not necessarily, because if the two Yadatis on the second one are Reuven plus another guy, so it's just Reuven doing the Takanas Chachamim and then another guy who's irrelevant, you know, saying something. Right, but it's really all the Takanas Chachamim. It's like you did it all the Takanas Chachamim and then you tried to do some additional, you know, Kiyum, but who cares? Just ignore it, Ravashi would say. So Tosus believes he has a Bam Kasha on Rashi. Right, why does he believe he has a Bam Kasha on Rashi? Rava doesn't make any sense according to Rashi. Now, what Rashi did for us is he made Rava's original Kal V'chomer make a lot more sense. That if one guy says Yadati is good enough, then when two guys say Yadati for sure, it's got to be good enough. How does Tosos read that line? Tosos reads it, if one guy says B'fanei Nechtam, it's good enough. Then for sure when two guys say Yadati, it's good enough. That's a very difficult line to read, no? What?
How can you
read it
that way according to Tosos? Why? Tosos
says Yadati doesn't work. Two guys saying Yadati works. Even? Yeah, Tosos says two guys saying Yadati, that's regular Kiyum Shtar. But the Kal V'chomer itself, according to Tosos, doesn't make much sense. The way you have to say it is that is similar to how Tosos explains Ravashi. That Kiyum Shtaros, what normally works for Kiyum? What's the normal mode of Kiyum Shtaros, having two people say Yadati? It's a chiddush that one guy could say Bifanei Nechtam. But Kiyum Shtaros is always true. Two guys saying Yadati is always true. So that's Rav's Kal V'chomer. Rav's Kal V'chomer is if one guy could say Bifanei Nechtam, then two guys could say Yadati. Yeah?
So it's not just a question of like Yodaya, like
that. Makirim, anything. I know it, I verify. That by one, well, the chiddush in get is that the Gemara says, and that everyone agrees, the Mishnah says, b'fanei nechtav definitely works, even though only one guy says it. Question is, what if one, because those are special words, but what if one guy doesn't say those special words? He uses normal words that would normally work for two guys, like yadati. Does that also work when this one guy, when this shliach says it? That's the whole machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Right? That's what it boils down to. So Tosfos says, I have a bomb kash on Rashi. Rava makes no sense according to Rashi. That according to Rashi, Rava is saying that if one guy were to say Yadati, that would be fine, but add a second guy that's cheering him on, and all of a sudden it makes it bad. That doesn't work. That doesn't make any sense. So how do you defend Rashi? Is there any way to... before we get to how to defend Rashi, Tosfos thinks Yadati can't work. Why? What's wrong with Yadati? With one guy saying Yadati? If Yadati works when two guys say it, why can't it? And by Gittin, we give one guy Ne'emanus, we give the Shliach Ne'emanus, why can't Yadati work for him? If it works for two guys, why can't it work for
him?
Why? What makes B'fanei Nechtam better?
Because
he saw it. So that's what we mentioned that Svar outside a few times. That's what Tosfos says explicitly on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos mentions that Svar. Not all Rishonim agree that that's the Svara. Tosfos mentions that. Tosfos mentions it, I think, in Dibra Maslahacha Bafanai. Yeah. If you look in Dibur HaMas Halacha Befanai and Dav Gimel Amin Aleph, Avol Yadati Ein Moil. Yadati doesn't work. Vitaima, why not? Dikshamer Befanai Nechtav V'Nechtam Diek Tfei Demara Anaf Sheituva. You're putting your neck on the line when you say you saw it happen. You're being much more careful. You're going to be much more careful about what you say, because if you're caught, you can't say, oh, it was a mistake. It wasn't a mistake, it's a lie. When you say you saw something and you didn't see it. He says, I saw the whole thing happen and he didn't see it, then you're a liar. Mikisha yomar yadati, as opposed to if you just say yadati, then it could just be a mistake. Then you're not necessarily a liar. That's Tosfos Svarim. Not all the Rishonim agree with that Svarim. Other Rishonim, I saw the Masifta, he collects from other Rishonim. Rashi, he quotes from the Ramban, that the reason we don't believe a single guy to say Yadati is Shadoma biyoser l'kiyum shtaros v'asi l'chlufi b'kiyum shtaros b'edecha. The reason why you can't say, and this Tosfos sort of assumes this, I think, in our Tosfos and Tesvav, the reason why one aid, he's allowed to say b'fanei nechtam, and we're fine with that. But he's not allowed to say b'fanei nechta v'yadati ala chasimos. The reason that's no good is because the word yadati is a kiyum shtaros word. And we're going to come to confuse that with regular kiyum shtaros. Aye, but he said b'fanei nechta, doesn't that solve the problems? No. B'fanei nechta only solves to make b'fanei nechta not seem so kiyum shtaros-like. But if you use actual kiyum shtaros words like yadati, b'fanei nechta is not going to change that. B'fanei nechta is not going to help that. That's why Yadati doesn't work, says the Ramban. The Rashba in a tshuva writes, and I think this Rashba is in your packet, the Rashba in a tshuva writes that the Chachamim required the Fanei Nechtav so that it's Tov Asi L'Achlufei. When you continue along those same Lashonos, the Fanei Nechtav was required so you don't confuse it with other Shtaros. Continuing with that same lashon, with a bifanai, with another lashon like that, it's more of a hecker that it's different than regular kiyum shtaros than if you change to the lashon of yadati, which again very similar to the Ramban. Yadati is just too much of a kiyum shtaros type of word. But these are the different svaros of why it is one would disagree with Rashi and say yadati is no good. Let's take it back now, though. How are you going to defend Rashi? Again, Kasha and Rashi. What? How's Rashi going to understand Rava? What in the world is Rava talking about? That Rava says if one guy were to come to Beis and say b'fanei nechta v'en yadati ala chasimos, that's fine. But you have someone else cheering him on. I agree, yadati about that second chasim also, and all of a sudden it's no good. So how are you going to defend Rashi? So a couple of approaches that Achronim take to defend Rashi. You have the packet, source number two, Torah's Gittin. Torah's Gittin is the Nesivos. I don't think we've used it much, even though it's like the safer in Gittin, so we should use it. Torah's Gittin writes as follows: Tells Zibra Maslami Kamidi, Tema, Ma Allah al Daito Shal Rava Vachule. Ulfiani is Daiti Nira the Tari to Liashiv Shitas Rashi. Says, I could answer for Rashi. Diesh Lachish Dilma Yavosh Nayim, Viakhishu Vyomru Shein Zechasimas Yadhe Erasheni. What happens if one guy comes to Beis Din, shliach, he's the shliach to bring the get, he says b'fanei nechtav, and he says b'fanei nechtam or yadati, let's say according to Rashi, he says yadati on the second half of it, right? He's going to be believed, right? What happens if two edim then show up to Beis Din and say those signatures are forgeries? Who do we believe? Huh? Why? Why not? We have that all the time. If two Edom come and say Reuven killed Shimon, and then two other Edom come and say, no, he didn't. Reuven didn't kill Shimon. Shimon's alive, or Shimon committed suicide. Whatever. He did it. You're wrong. We saw it. He didn't. He didn't kill Shimon. Not even talking about Edom Zomim. They don't say Manu Yisrael. He didn't. So what's the halacha? We don't kill Reuven. We don't say, oh, sorry, we already accepted the first two witnesses, so you're not allowed to talk now. No, we don't kill Reuven. It's trade, Eidus HaChasha, they're conflicting Eidus. So if Reuven comes into Beis and he says, I recognize Yadati, I recognize those signatures, I would know them anywhere. And then two Edom come and say, no, those aren't the signatures. Those are forgeries. Who do we believe? Pashtus is two Edom is better than one, right? But the one is the Shaliach. What's a Shaliach entitled to do? To be Mekayim the Get, right? So once it's already Mekuyim, could someone come be Ma'arim? When he says Bifanei Nechtam, I was waiting for that. The whole point of the Shliach saying Bifanei Nechtam is to save from any Irur. That's a lie. It's not really true. It's to save from Irur Habal. If the husband were to come and say, I never wanted to divorce my wife, I love my wife, I never wrote her a get, because he wants to, you know, take back the get. But you can't just take back a get, so he tries to discredit the get. So he says, those are forgeries. I never wrote a get to my wife. Once the Shliach said, b'fani nechtam, the husband's not believed. But two Edim is the best form of Raya that we have. If two Edim come and say those are forgeries, they're forgeries. So listen like this. Says the Nesivus. Ruvein, the Shliach comes to Bezin. B'fani nechtav, yadati on both chasimos. We say, great, you can, the get is good now. Then two Edim come and say those chasimos are forged. What do? The get's puzzle, right? We have to chuck the get. No good. What if Ruvein came to Bezin and he said, B'fani nechtav, and yadati on the chasimos, and Levi also says yadati on the chasimos. Levi agrees yadati on the chasimos. And then two Edom come to Bezin and say those chasimos are forged. Do we automatically chuck the get and believe the second set of Edom? Now it's not two against one anymore. Now it's two against two. So even if Yadati works, there is a higher level of Ne'amanus that you're going to get with two. Right? How does that help us? Take a look inside. Nir l'taritzu liyashiv shitas Rashi. Maybe we have to be concerned. Two guys are going to come to Bezin. They're going to contradict. They're going to say that second signature is forged. That's not the signature of the guy whose name it says there. If the only way we verified the second signature was from who? From the Shliach himself. So then two Edom coming and contradicting him, they would win. The two Edom win. The Shliach loses, right? Now that you have two people being made about the second signature, you have the Shliach plus Levi popping up in court saying, I also agree that I recognize it. It would then have a din of a trey utrey when you have two conflicting edus. We wouldn't necessarily just throw out the edus. Vinafkamina, well, one second, what happens with the trey utrey? What happens when you have two edim against two edim? What do you do? Two edim say Reuven killed Shimon, two edim say Reuven didn't kill Shimon. You can't trust anything. And if you don't trust anything, Reuven lives, right? You don't kill people, and you can't trust anything. So you have a get over here that two Edom say is a kosher get, two Edom say is not a kosher get. You can't trust anything. And therefore, the get should be a not kosher get, right? Can't trust anything. So we can't use it. Can't use this get. So isn't it the same result anyway? Meaning whether it's a tray or whether it's two Edom going against the one, either way we're not going to be able to use this get anymore. So says the Nesivus, no, here's the big difference. What if, here's what happens, and keep the cheshbon going. What if Reuven comes to Beis Din and he says v'fanei nechtav and yadati about the chasimos, and Levi says I agree about the chasimos, and we say ooh, okay, we have good evidence that the chasimos are valid, this get is kosher, good, and we oversee the giving of the get. The woman receives it, she's divorced, and what can a divorced woman do that a married woman cannot? Get married. She goes and she marries somebody else. Now she's married to this other guy. Let's give him a name so we'll remember. She's married to... What? Maishi. Shinari to Maishi. Good. And then two Edom come to Beis Din and they say that second signature, that's forged. This get was invalid. So it's two against two. We can't do anything. At this point, what does we can't do anything mean? Leave the status quo. I can't make Maishi divorce his beloved wife based on the possibility that the get might have been bad. I don't have proof that the get was bad. You have to leave it as is. But what if the get was only good in the first place, not because it was Reuven and Levi saying that the get was good, it was just Reuven. Reuven said the get was good. And we said, oh, okay, good, now you can get remarried. And the woman goes and gets remarried to Maishi. And then two Edom come into Beis Din and say, this get is a forgery. Now what? Sorry, Maishi. You have one aid that verified your get. Two Edom beats one aid. Your get is, the get that your wife got remarried with is puzzled. You're sleeping with an Ashes Ish right now. You need to leave your wife. You lose your wife. So there's a big difference between all the Nesiva said so far. There's a big difference, even if Yadati works, there's a big difference between one guy saying Yadati and two guys saying Yadati. And that difference is, what if two Edom contradict them later on? Right? Says the Nesivas now. V'nafkamina dimnisi slo teitze. Nafkamina would Maishi have to divorce him? V'yaduno abezin alpi eduson shel elu. U'be'emes, kivan shetzarech be'eduson shel asheni la'edus hashliach, da'ayinu b'makam achasha. When Levi pops up in court and says, I agree. So the way we kept on setting up the case is, forget Levi, he's not doing anything. Just ignore him. If Reuven were to say the whole thing, Reuven the Shliach were to say Bifanei Nechtav and Yadati Abod Eidim, right? That would be good enough. So ignore Levi. Pretend he's not there. How does he have the power to ruin anything? Ignore him. What did the Nesivas just show us? That Levi matters. Why does Levi matter? Because if two Edom are going to come and contradict what Reuven and Levi are saying, then it's only because of Levi that Maishi's allowed to stay with his wife. He matters. Da'ayinu makom achasha nifsal kol ha'edus mishum nafin m'chi riva d'mona v'chem s'anetun d'avches chayshin l'achasha s'edim. Ravashi lo chayish lo medasi lechluvi machm shiru sha'abezim mekabla nasa b'tar shenayim kibin da'achasha lo shchiyah. So what's he saying? Since Levi matters, you can't just ignore Levi. And therefore, Rava is saying that it's going to be a problem. You're going to be taking away three quarters of the money is going to be based on one witness. So let's go back. What was Tosfos Kashan Rashi? Tosfos Kashan Rashi is Rashi Lishi Tascha. That Yadati always works. The Fanei Nechtav solves the problem of Yadati. Right? Funny enough, it solves the problem of Yadati. Yeah, it solves the problem of Yadati when one guy is talking. It solves the problem that Yadati looks like Kiyum Shtaros when there's one guy talking. But when there's a second person involved, and the second person matters, well then, Befanei Nechtav doesn't solve that problem. Because if the second person is having an impact on the entire case, well then this really does look like Kiyum Shtaros. Again, why does it look like Kiyum Shtaros? I'll just close with this. Why does it look like Kiyum Shtaros? Because when one guy speaks, yes, he's able to be Mekayim the Shtar, but not nearly as well as two guys could be Mekayim the Shtar. What do I mean by not as well as two guys could be Mekayim the Shtar? Because what if they're contradicted by another two Edom? One guy doesn't stand a chance. Two guys do. So since when two guys are saying Yadati, it's a stronger Kiyum Shtar? Well, now I'm worried that it's Asi L'chlufi B'kim Shtaros. Now I'm worried that you'll confuse us with B'kim Shtaros. It's a brilliant Nesivas. They all are.
Just so, in the hypothetical case I was given before about two guys, and then you keep status quo. So now the suffix one there, possibly. So how does that work with the children that are suffix?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what the answer is. I don't know. It's probably a Mishnah somewhere. I'm not sure. Yeah.
This is only a possible. This is talking about when the two on the two in canceling out. It was only when the two of them were coming to argue that second signature. That first signature is still in the argument.
Right.
So they have to only be arguing.
Right. That's the case. Okay, that's the hard part of the sugya. We're now done with the hard part. The next thing I want to do tomorrow, I think Rabbi Levin is saying shir, but the Tosfos on the top on Sunday, Anihu Eid Sheni Pasul. So this gets a little bit easier. Then we're going to talk about Rav Ashi's case of Reuven saying, "I verify the first signature and I am the second signature." Right. So we're going to talk about, can Reuven say that about himself? Is that an issue of Nogea Be'edus to say about yourself that you are the signature? So Bez Hashem, that will be, we're going to discuss Nogea Be'edus in general, what the problem is of Nogea Be'edus. It's a little less less complicated, more lumdus, and less just technically reading the words one way or the other. So Bez Hashem, that will be starting Sunday. If anyone does not have a 140 class right now, I'll do 10 minute alecha for whoever would like.
How do you answer, how does Rashi